had a few overtime games lately.
Really? We're not getting paid extra. No, but you know what? The way we're playing tight hockey games and stuff, and we're finding ways to get points. And tonight, I mean, you know, power play came up big in overtime, and even the penalty kill came up big, you know, at the end of the game to kill that penalty. Eddie was great in net. I thought defensively, you know, we bended, but we didn't break. And we did some good things defensively. And obviously, you know, we would like to have more shots, but sometimes we had chances to shoot. We either didn't shoot or we missed the net. So we probably had close to 30 attempted shots, but, you know, they didn't get to the net. So, and I think they missed a few on the scoreboard too. But, you know, but having said that, I think, you know, we couldn't get much done defensively, even last game in Albany. But, you know, we found a way to get points.
It seems like this was a very physical game.
Yeah.
Albany seemed to be a really tightly played game. Mm-hmm. What do you say to your guys in the dressing room to just keep the energy up, especially with all of this road trip?
Well, you know what? Some guys may be intimidated by smaller rinks. And, you know, for me as a player, I loved it. You know, and you have to be willing to play in the traffic. You have to be willing to take a hit to make plays and give a hit, too. You know, and it's easier to give hits because you don't have to skate that, you know, as much. But, you know, they played well. You know, they played hard. You know, they finished every check, and you know, on the forecheck, you know, they were aggressive, and they finished their checks on our defensemen, and you know, it takes a toll on everybody. But, having said that, like I said, you know, I liked some of the things we did. We blocked some shots. You know, we found rebounds. You know, very. Not too many times that we gave one chance and then two chance and three chance. You know, like we found rebounds where, you know, we played hard in front of our net.
Last road trip was difficult. You know, had a couple of wins. This road trip seems to be a big change that's happened in the last month. What do you really credit to how they're playing now?
Team play. We played hard, and you know, obviously to go into Toronto, you know, with the team that they have, to go in there and, you know, get out of there with two wins. I mean, it was a lot to say for. You know, they played hard. They played hard, and you know what? We got points in the last 10 games, I think, and you know, guys are enjoying that.
How's Jared Tenorti look for you?
Good. I mean, he's logging a lot of minutes, and you know, he's getting every game. You can see that he's gaining confidence, and you know, defensively he plays hard. You know, he takes the body, and he's got long reach, long stick, and you know, he's getting more confidence with the puck.
Any updates on some of our injuries?
Sherbach's not going to be. He's not going to be back till probably end of January. De La Rose and Eisenschmidt will probably play in the next homestand before Christmas. Bourneval, right now, it looks like he's going to play on Friday. And Crisp, we're still, you know, waiting to hear, but he's close to coming back too.
Winning's fun, but this is a development league. And how much pride do you personally take when you see someone like Andrew Gannon go up and have an immediate impact?
Oh, it's great. It's awesome. Yeah, that's what you want. And every time that they leave, you know, I tell them I don't want to see him again. But, I mean, he's making a case for himself right now, and he's using his speed effectively, and he's getting scoring chances because he's playing the right way. And he's doing the job defensively. I mean, kudos to him. He's doing a good job. And looks like we might see Carr, you know, next game. I didn't get confirmation, but you know, if we do, it's going to be great. It's going to be his first game in the NHL, and he deserves it.
Yeah. Great.